7942.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Victoria going up to date to 31 degrees. Joburg a high of 27. Mbombela 28.
In Pretoria in the Jasper Tunnel southbound, queuing traffic at the tunnel. You can also expect delays on the N4 Witbank Highway westbound towards the N1 Highway.
In your sport, big serving Ben Shelton looks on track to make his second ever Grand Slam semi-final if he gets through Lorenzo Sonego at the Australian Open. And a teenager has been arrested on suspicion of malicious communications following the online abuse of Arsenal striker Kai Havertz.
Higher institutions of learning are making the final preparations to start welcoming back students from next month for the beginning of the new academic year. Some universities are said to have received 30 times more applicants than available spaces. But the Deputy Minister of Higher Education, Buthiman Amela, believes the lack of space at universities has not yet reached crisis proportions. Speaking in Durban yesterday, Amela says TVET colleges are also an option.
Students are opting voluntarily to go and study at TVET colleges, not because they've been rejected by university, not because their results are not good enough to go to university, but because they believe that TVET colleges are the future.
Meanwhile, the Public Service Association wants non-refundable application fees at universities to be scrapped. These are the fees that applicants have to pay whether their applications are successful or not. One university reportedly received over 600,000 applications, with applicants each paying a 200 rand application fee. The association spokesperson John Tefer says Higher Education Minister Nobuhle Nqabane has to intervene to allow prospective students to apply at universities for free. From higher education to basic education, the call that online safety should be part of the school curriculum to protect younger children.
We need to, as parents, as the community, ensure that children are aware of how to behave online, the consequences of taking images, taking videos, because sometimes they're innocently taking these videos or images, but you never know where those images or videos are going to end up.
The Fulman Publication Board's Ephraim Clarke says they are collaborating with education officials and other stakeholders to promote awareness about the danger of being online. There has been an increase in cases of adults charged with the creation, possession and distribution of child sexual abuse material. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. The international news. Greenland's Prime Minister has made it clear the Danish Autonomous Territory want to stake out their own future and they don't want to become American. He reacted yesterday following US President Donald Trump's renewed remarks about taking control of Greenland. Prime Minister Mjut Egede told a press conference his nation want to be Greenlanders, they don't want to be Americans, and they will decide their future. And a French woman is seeking to unmask three Nigerian men who her legal team says defrauded her out of her life savings by pretending to be American actor Brad Pitt. The scammers tricked the victim into believing she was in a romantic relationship with the 61-year-old Pitt by using AI-generated photos. According to her legal team, they have now established that the three scammers are in their 20s and that they live in Nigeria. More about this story, go see how they tricked the woman. It's on our news blog.
All of that is so surprising. It wasn't Brad Pitt messaging you from a hospital bed needing money.
He tricked me.
He did not need your kidney.
Oh, he didn't?
Oh, okay. More money to pay for his medical costs.
Yeah, weet jy, mens voel jammer vir sulke mense, want hulle verloor gewoonlik alles. Maar terselfde tyd, liewe vader man. Come on now. I hear you.
And we know. But guys, you look at those photos. And I know.
They're bad.
But it's scary that it could be that real.
No, but they're so bad though. They look bad.
There's one photo that does not look bad.
No, they're so bad. It's like the CGI from The Fly in 1984. It's awful.
Bad Photoshop. I didn't even think it was great at all.
The one in the hospital, two different lines.
Yeah, the one where he's when he was not.